I thought when I saw the tweets out, Debo replied,
oh, yeah,
saying T.O. cut it. And then I see Larry Kruger, he's quote tweeting. And I'm like, oh, dear God. So one of two things are going to happen. T.O.'s going to just let it blow over. Or T.O.'s going to see, this is why I don't do media hits, because they do things and clip things, and that wasn't part of their conversation. And we're going to get hit, and we're going to get roasted, and our names are going to be attached to it. So then one or two things are going to happen from this point on. Now, some people might say, who cares? We got numbers. We went viral. But to your point, all the aggregators just tagging little Morty Rose while still in the content is pretty genius.
So like back in the day, there'd be people that would do like burner CDs and they would burn the whole album and try to sell them, right? And there was a hustle involved in that, right? I kind of respected that hustle. There was something about being like, you know what I'm talking about? One of them CD bootleg,
right. You
know, underground. Like think about the Machiavelli tapes.
The hookup guys, like, oh, this guy's got the burn CDs. I know I can go to him for $5.
Exactly.
He's going to give me the 4 for $20 special.
Exactly. Hey, let me get Machiavelli 8.
Right,
you know, like one of these Tupac albums that, you know, they would burn them and they'd sell them. And there was a hustle involved to it. I find one of the lowest levels of the internet, to me, this is just my personal opinion. And for those that don't know, there are people out there that have Twitter accounts. And anything that happens anywhere in the world, they seem to be online waiting for it to happen. So that instead of just hitting the retweet button and reposting what the original content was, they want to dictate it down into 140 characters and then at the very bottom put via 95.7 The Game or via Morning Roast, and they want to get all the clicks for it. And I'm like, you literally sift through the internet all day. I mean, so got to be a lonely existence waiting for content to happen on just the 49ers, okay? And then you just have to put it out within seconds. What are you doing with your normal life?
Well, they're making some money, I guess, off of Twitter. How, I don't know.
Now I want to ask you that.
At least you know what?
At the very least,
they're crediting the show.
Like Schefter waiting with three different phones, like that feels lonely to me. But I know he's being compensated millions of dollars. So like, okay, you know, Sham Sharania, he has admitted this. It's a lonely existence, breaking news.
No, but you know what?
But though? Being an aggregator feels very, very, very lonely.
But you know what, though? I don't know. I'm not going to go that far because I don't know what they do in their personal lives, but they've found a lane. And at the very least, they credit us. And that's all I can ask for. You're credited the show. You're credited the station. Whether or not we get the numbers or they get the numbers.
Do you find the behavior odd, though?
No, there's a lane for it. There's a lane for it. I can't say that I haven't done it before where something happens and I take it and I say such and such. But I credit the station.
But it's not your entire online persona 24/7, 365. If you just go 49ers, something happened. Boom! It just goes crazy. I find it odd.
Well,
I find it odd. That's all.
Yeah. They said it was so juicy. Larry Kruger was bringing it up on the other station. TLT situation. That made the rounds. I just remember saying,
"Oh God, Kruger's hustle."
I said, oh God, here we go. Everybody's running with it. And of course, Debo gets online. He tweets it out. Were you surprised that Debo replied? That's what he does.
I want to tell Debo, like, hey, Debo, like, let's strip this whole thing down all to the beginning. And I got a text from Guru the day of. The outfit was weird. I mean, that's my personal
opinion.
Oh,
the one with the shorts and the leather jacket?
I thought it was a skirt. I didn't know what was going on. I got Scottish roots, so whatever. Oh, you know, God. I see some stuff. You wear a kilt when you're doing, you know, the bagpipes or whatever.
Kanye wore a kilt at his concert with Jay-Z. He was wearing a leather kilt.
Hey, look.
I'm fashionable.
I'll say this. I didn't think it was a great look for Debo, and I wouldn't rock it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not on the outside looking in on what's fashionable.
He played his ass off, though.
The kids might think it's awesome.
He played his ass off, though.
I didn't like the red rubber boots, you know, the video game boots, as I call them. What were those things called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The red rubber boots. Yeah, like, I thought this was a horrible look.
Yeah, nobody wears those anymore. Nobody wears those anymore.
I kind of saw that coming.
But, you know, it made the rounds online yesterday. T.O. said that. And I'm like, boy, we were just talking about pickleball. But he also, T.O. said a lot yesterday. He said a lot.
I know.
I mean, he took shots at fans. I could see your face. I kind of liked it. He said,
"Well, the Debo thing. I mean, it's not like we asked him about Debo. The question was about Juwan Jennings.
He brought
Debo up. Yeah, I was reiterating what you were saying.
Thank you.
I like not confident Sam Lubman as a new character.
Not whatever. sure, whatever. Fonte, it's time for you to do the legal.
Yeah, cut me off to repeat confident. What I said.
Yeah.
To reiterate what I said. Thanks very much, Sam Lovin. I was just going to say,
hey, you did a good job aggregating what Bonte just said.
Yeah. It's an aggregation sensation. That's what we do here.
No, leave that for the afternoon.
No, but he also told fans to stay in their lane and just sit and enjoy the game because you shouldn't fire Kyle Shanahan. T.O. was in rare form.
Leave the coach firings to me.
We've interviewed T.O. a lot on the show. I've interviewed him a lot on the station. You don't have to prod T.O. to say anything.
No.
I don't even look to do that with T.O. I just like talking to him.
I asked him a Juwan Jennings question.
No, he's staying with all my teams.
And I was complimenting him on the front end.
Right.
I know how to get to T.O.'s heart. Compliment him.
Oh, yeah. No, one time we had him
that
on
that and money, because clearly he's the newest ambassador of pickleball.
Hey, but no, listen. We had him call one time. We were talking about something. He joined Steiny Guru and I.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, T.O., when you had the tears of joy after the Green Bay game, tears of joy. And he goes, you know, you're absolutely right, man, those tears of joy. And he was like, you got to know how to butter T.O. up. And I got no problem with that, dude. He's a good dude at the end of the day.
I will never forget being in the stands for that game. And he dropped two balls in the end zone. And it was like pointing at his visor. And it was like, get this guy out of here. All the OGs in my grandpa's section were losing their minds.
It's one of the worst games ever.
Oh, dude, Steve threw a perfect lob ball to him. Oh, God.
But yeah, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, though, but the aggregators and everything, chasing, listen, this is what they do. Maybe they're paid to do it. I don't have a problem with them. Coach Yak and Chase Senor and Grant, just credit 95.7 a game, which they did. They credited 95.7 a game. They credited DeMorty Gross. I've got no problem with them.
We take other people's content and then we spin it into ours all the time. So I'm just saying your entire persona online is nonstop aggregation. That I find odd. That's all.
I don't. Maybe they're getting paid for it. Maybe that's their lane. And if you got, like, I would die for time like that to have time on my hands and sit there on the internet.
Your eyes would be destroyed from the screen.
No, you just sit there. We're looking at screens all day anyway. My eyes are already jacked up, probably from a lack of sleep.